Thank you very much, Mike, for your kind introduction, and thanks for your leadership of our party. To Mayor Sharon Sales Belton, we're so proud of you as you co-chaired the national platform this year. We always feel better when there's a Minnesotan running this place, and you did that. And Congressman Bruce Bento, we're so glad that you're with us today. I had a special reason for wanting to attend this convention as a delegate from the state of Minnesota. And that is that the first time I was elected a national delegate was in 1960 to be a member of the Minnesota delegation to go to L.A. to select the president. That's the year, you remember, when the Minnesota delegation caught everyone's attention. Freeman nominated Kennedy, McCarthy nominated Stevenson, and the Minnesota delegation voted for Humphrey. And setting a standard that we've, I think, lived up to ever since.
We're
going to
try to break that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, well, fortunately for me, I had just become Minnesota's Attorney General. So instead of going to L.A., I was campaigning. And I will never remember, I'll never forget where I was when Kennedy gave his acceptance speech here in L.A. because I was in the Moose Hall Bar of Ely, Minnesota, watching this address on a black and white television set, which was my contribution to that convention. So anyway, this time I'm going to be here. I'm going to be a delegate from Minnesota, and I intend to listen to it in real time. Just one comment. A few weeks ago, we had a lecture at the University of Minnesota on the Mississippi Freedom Democratic Party Challenge of 1964. It's a long time ago. It was called Freedom Summer. And it was the year when the Democratic Party came clean on civil rights. That's the year that we decided that dithering had to stop, that we had to change our rules to prohibit segregated delegations, and that the national legal system, through voting rights, civil rights acts, fair housing, and a range of other measures, had to make it possible for all Americans to participate fully in the life of this country. When we did this, there was a massive exodus of some white voters in the South over to the Republican Party. Some of them went to George Wallace, but they shortly arrived on the Republican side. And they changed the South from what was solid South Democratic to solid South Republican. And the leadership that's in the Congress today, like Trent Lott and Jesse Helms and many others, came to power as a result of a basic fundamental decision by the Democrats that we were no longer going to dither around on the question of decency in our country. And I think it's the proudest moment in our party's history, and with it in our nation's history. I say this because it's something the Republicans have not yet come to terms with. They still benefit from the rebound that they've tried to live with to get themselves elected. That's why the Republican candidate this year could not bring himself to call for pulling down the Confederate flag over state capitol in South Carolina. That's why he went to a rally for Bob Jones, whose famous segregationist, anti-Catholic, gave him a hug and mentioned how similar their views were. That's why Mr. Reagan kicked off his campaign in Philadelphia, Mississippi, full of historic significance. Our party, when the nation looks at it tonight, will see not a colorized convention like the one that happened in Philadelphia, an all-white which is an all-white convention using Hollywood techniques of colorization to make it appear something that it is. We don't have to colorize our convention. It is real. It represents our country. We have made our change. We represent all of America. And because of that, our next government, under Gore and Lieberman, will represent all of America. So I'm proud to be here with you for this 2000 convention, 40 years late, to enjoy yet another victory for the Democrats. Thank you.
We have a lot of work to get done, and we have a lot of distinguished guests and a number of other people that would like to take a couple minutes to say.